One time we used a muzzle loader. And then I've got one among the first rich loaders that was bought here.
Oh, really?
I've got it back under now.
And those muzzle loading types, you didn't use these shells. You poured your ammunition down through this barrel.
Put powder.
And packed with, it with a...
Way down. You put your powder in. You had a measure.
Mm-hmm.
You put so much powder in that and then pour it in the barrel and then set it down with paper or something. And then put your measure shot in there. I've reloaded shells, lots of them. And then put a clamp over that shell.
And you pack them with a gun stick, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you did. But now, first you had to... Had to watch about not put your cap on that muzzle load until you got this load. That was your last thing. You pull a hammer back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some of them old caps from muzzle loading down on somewhere now. And put that cap on that tube there. And when you go to, you had to be very careful. Didn't it just, it would explode.
Ooh.
And so, go to shoot that thing, you'd have to pull that hammer back. And you had to hold it on that pretty good.
What was it called that you used to pack it down in there with?
Ramrod.
Who?
Ramrod.
Did you ever call them anything else besides shells?
No, not as I know of.
Cartridges or anything?
Yeah, cartridges.
Sometimes. Okay, when you had, say, some toys maybe for the children, what type of toys did they have? Like the boards that go up and down and the boards that you're going to...
You can answer that.
Well, they put a board across a log. Call that seesaw. Went up and down, one on one end, one on the other. One would be up, one would be down. And then they had these whirligigs or something that you cut down a tree and leave, make a little stem down, bore a hole in this plank, whatever you used, and put that on there, and they could
haul
with their feet and go round and around one on each end.
And what'd you call that? Did they ever have a board say they would try to balance on or anything?
Well, that was what I was talking about, a seesaw.
Oh, yeah.
You balance it. If it was the same weight, they couldn't do it. They'd have to move up a little closer. One would if he was too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have to get a little closer up to the middle.
Did your sons ever use these? Play on these here in the yard?
Oh, yeah. Up here at school.
What did you say when they were going up and down?
They say there's seesaw.
Seesaw? Did they ever make any swings or anything?
Oh, yeah. To the nails. Ropes or chains.
Mm-hmm.
And a plank notched out that it fit in there, and that's where they fit.
Mm-hmm. You seem to have enough trees around here. I'm sure you wouldn't have any trouble with that. What type of stoves did you have in your home? Did you have that big round one?
Well, that was more for the schoolhouse, churches. We had them old big bellied, they always called them, stoves.
Mm-hmm.
Fill them full of wood, you crazy thing.
And the smoke would go?
Yeah, we had to have a smoke stack.
Did you ever use a three-wheeled vehicle for carrying things around?
Wheelbarrow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
One is single wheel.
Single wheel,
yeah,
that's
right. One. And then the post.
Yeah, right.
Back there, the one wheel in the center up there.
And handle.